1. The Divine Residence. Paradise serves many purposes in the administration of the universal realms, but to creature beings it exists primarily as the dwelling place of deity. The personal presence of the Universal Father is resident at the very center of the upper surface of this well-nigh circular, but not spherical, abode of the deities. This paradise presence of the Universal Father is immediately surrounded by the personal presence of the Eternal Son, while they are both invested by the unspeakable glory of the Infinite Spirit. God dwells, has dwelt, and everlastingly will dwell in this same central and eternal abode. We have always found him there, and always will. The Universal Father is cosmically focalized, spiritually personalized, and geographically resident at this center of the universe of universes. We all know the direct course to pursue to find the Universal Father. You are not able to comprehend much about the divine residence because of its remoteness from you and the immensity of the intervening space, but those who are able to comprehend the meaning of these enormous distances know God's location and residence just as certainly and literally as you know the location of New York, London, Rome, or Singapore, cities definitely and geographically located on Urantia. If you were an intelligent navigator, equipped with ship, maps, and compass, you could readily find these cities. Likewise, if you had the time and means of passage, were spiritually qualified, and had the necessary guidance, you could be piloted through universe upon universe and from circuit to circuit, ever journeying inward through the starry realms, until at last you would stand before the central shining of the spiritual glory of the Universal Father. Provided with all the necessities for the journey, it is just as possible to find the personal presence of God at the center of all things as to find distant cities on your own planet. That you have not visited these cities in no way disproves their reality or actual existence. That so few of the universe creatures have found God on paradise in no way disproves either the reality of his existence or the actuality of his spiritual person at the center of all things. The Father is always to be found at this central location. Did he move, universal pandemonium would be precipitated, for there converge in him at this residential center the universal lines of gravity from the ends of creation. Whether we trace the personality circuit back through the universes, or follow the ascending personalities as they journey inward to the Father, whether we trace the lines of material gravity to nether paradise, or follow the insurging cycles of cosmic force, whether we trace the lines of spiritual gravity to the Eternal Son, or follow the inward processional of the paradise sons of God, whether we trace out the mind circuits, or follow the trillions upon trillions of celestial beings who spring from the Infinite Spirit, by any of these observations, or by all of them, we are led directly back to the Father's presence, to his central abode. Here is God personally, literally, and actually present. And from his infinite being there flow the flood streams of life, energy, and personality to all the universes.